I got delayed. I had to get somewhere to come and grab the pigs before Don Hayes. I said, boy, what you doing? But I was mad. And I was waiting for Don Porter to get, yes, did you meet Don Hayes? He said, is that so? I said, yeah, it's so. I said, you young folks, you don't know nothing. You ought to come up and wait back here. And you had to fight for them, because I said, you got plenty to eat. You couldn't get no money, but however, you had plenty of food. Food was cheap. He said, I believe I'd rather have it back. I said, no, you wouldn't have had that. You need more. When the man pays you more money, you can buy what you want to buy. You got the money. But if you don't have the money, you can't buy the food when it's cheap. So he had to laugh. He said, well, I guess you're right. He said, everybody had cutting his dress.
Yeah. What? How big was Biloxi about when you came here then?
You mean,
when
since
you
I was born?
Since you were born.
Well, you had about, I remember when it was long, about 8,000 people. Less than that, probably.
Okay.
Less than that. I don't know what your population is now. It's way up there, I guess. It's up in the 1,000. But I wouldn't know.
Long about the turn of the century, you were. Then this sort of area right here, was it industrial?
No. No, the only industrial you got is on, like I'm telling you, these factories. That's all we here.
Yeah.
And if you came to Biloxi to work, if you didn't run on a boat, I'd do a little carbon to work, and there wasn't too much of that. But everything was possible, shrimp and oysters. The streets was made of oyster shells out of the water. Shrimp shells and things, they would use that for fertilizer.
Can you tell me anything about the boat industry, about your father working on that?
Yes, he met three stones. I was 5 years old in 93. That's when Mr. Joe you ever heard of.
Yeah. Is Mr. still living?
Yeah. Is Rowan? Rowan? That's the old man you saw?
Yeah, you know Mr. Rowan?
You don't know him. We were kids together. There were no colored people out there. It was just a few whites.
Is that so?
Yeah, my grandfather was about the first truck set on the left.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he bought land for 2 bits an acre.
Yeah.
And then my mother's home, she bought that, her land, from my grandpa.
That's right. Your grandpa bought up a lot of land, didn't he?
He bought, yeah, he said he owned part of it. Fair Street, see, he lived on Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's right, this street here is Rainmore. He owned some of that end of Rainmore.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Liverpool. And he used to tell me, he says, well, people just write on, make a note showing who you are and who owes you, and they'd write that on the piece of paper, and I owe you. And that's the way they done business. Well, you see, your money was bad shape. After the war? After the war, you had counterfeit money, wasn't it?
Yeah.
These states went together.
Yeah.